If I could have described this to someone who didn't already know, she might ask, if the heptapods already knew everything that they would ever say or hear, what was the point of their using language at all? A reasonable question. But language wasn't only for communication. It was also a form of action. According to speech act theory, statements like, you're under arrest, I christen this vessel, or I promise, were all performative. A speaker could perform the action only by uttering the words. For such acts, knowing what would be said didn't change anything. Everyone at a wedding anticipated the words, I now pronounce you husband and wife, but until the minister actually said them, the ceremony didn't count. With performative language, saying equaled doing. For the heptapods, all language was performative. Instead of using language to inform, they used language to actualize. Sure, heptapods already knew what would be said in any conversation, but in order for their knowledge to be true, the conversation would have to take place. First, Goldilocks tried the Papa Bear's bowl of porridge, but it was full of Brussels sprouts, which she hated. You'll laugh. No, that's wrong. We'll be sitting side by side on the sofa, the skinny, overpriced hardcover spread open on our laps. I'll keep reading. Then Goldilocks tried the Mama Bear's bowl of porridge, but it was full of spinach, which she also hated. You'll put your hand on the page of the book to stop me. You have to read it the right way. I'm reading just what it says here, I'll say, all innocence. No, you're not. That's not how the story goes. Well, if you already know how the story goes, why do you need me to read it to you? 'Cause I want to hear it.